More than 80% of the budget surplus came from income taxes, which lawmakers can only use for education, according to the state constitution. The general fund, which pays for everything from roads to social services and is funded by sales taxes, hasn't grown as spending habits change from goods to services. District 28 Representative Brian King says the legislature didn't do a good job of conveying why tax reform is a problem that needs solving.
When you earmark those funds and you have healthy growth in the income tax revenue and less robust growth for sales tax and other sources for the general fund, you get to this question that Representative Quinn has identified, which is, well, wait a second, we've got other needs, whether they're Medicaid expansion or social service programs or transportation. How are we going to fund those things?
Across the political spectrum, lawmakers seem to agree that there is a revenue sourcing problem. How to solve that problem, though, is anyone's guess. A tax reform task force will look at the issue this summer. It hasn't been formed yet, and even Quinn doesn't know if he's part of the task force, but he says that no option is off limits.
We need to make sure we understand that not only will 441 and whatever foundation or framework that created will be on the table, but adding sales tax back to food, which I'm vehemently opposed to, will be on the table. A statewide property tax, which I'm not in favor of, will be on the table. Constitutional amendment to remove that firewall that Representative King spoke about will be on the table. So there'll be a lot that we can discuss to rectify this problem.
Quinn says until tax reform happens, the state's budget will have some constraints. That was visible during the session when funding to address some of the state's biggest issues, such as $24 million for affordable housing, wasn't allocated. Quinn argues tax reform isn't holding other priorities hostage, but until a reform happens, it limits funding options.
Ultimately, what we did is we passed the full budget, but we took about $330 million of what traditionally would be ongoing funds and turned them into one-time funds so that next legislative session, we do have $330 million worth of options.
A special session for tax reform has yet to be announced, but Quinn anticipates it will happen in September or October. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.